The siskin was once confined to the ancient pine woods of Scotland, but has enjoyed a huge population increase due to the widespread planting of conifers across Britain in the 20th century. Now the calls of this tiny finch are some of the most common sounds to be heard here in the Border Forest, so it's worth getting familiar with them. Most siskin calls, whether perched or in flight, are short, liquid and disyllabic. Hear from a male. Usually the second syllable is the higher pitched, but there are many variations. This male gives a very distinctive downward inflection. The other main contact call is more nasal and rather like a redpoll. In my experience, this is most often associated with alarm situations, like this female, mildly perturbed by my sudden appearance from behind a tree. And in this old recording, it's given by a small group of siskin mobbing a female sparrowhawk at her nest. Thirdly, siskin are very fond of twittering, and this rattle call forms a distinct background to many of their gatherings. The song of the male is given perched or in a song flight. As well as incorporating contact calls, many males are capable of superb mimicry, but all feature a diagnostic wheeze near the end of each song phrase. Song phrases given during the song flight are generally shorter and less complex. Flocks of siskin feed very close together, so antagonistic encounters are common and vocal. Here, two posturing males utter an unusual strident call before embarking on a typical bout of loud song interaction. That song contained elements of mimicry, in fact the toop alarm call of the common crossbill. This is a male crossbill, and here again is the siskin's version. Earlier you may have noticed another example of mimicry, this time of a redpoll call. The majority of mimicked elements in siskin song seem to come from local finches, such as crossbill, redpoll, linnet, chaffinch and brambling. Here then is a redpoll call, and now an extract from the siskin song. Winter gatherings of siskin can be huge and spectacular, and many's the time I've been showered with conifer seeds as up to 100 birds strip the cones high above me, making a crackling sound that can be heard a surprisingly long way away. But by far the most impressive sound from the siskin occurs on cold, clear mornings in late winter, when huge flocks gather and, like the common crossbill, indulge in community singing. For such a tiny bird, they can generate a remarkable chorus. For me, one of the most memorable phenomena of these northern forests.